A cruise from Vancouver takes passengers on a bucket list journey through the Panama Canal before making several stops in the Caribbean islands. The cruise departs from Canada Place on Sunday, September 29, and spends a couple of days at sea before stopping in San Francisco on Wednesday, October 2. It spends one more day at sea before stopping in Mexico in Cabo San Lucas and Puerto Vallarta. Guests enjoy a day at sea before making two more stops in Mexico in Huatulco and Puerto Chiapas on October 10 and 11. The cruise visits Puerto Quetzal in Guatemala the following day before spending one more day at sea. On October 13, the cruise will make a stop in Puntarenas, Guatemala. On October 15, it will move through the awe-inspiring Panama Canal before spending several days at sea with a day in breathtaking Aruba sandwiched in between. The Panama Canal is considered a marvel of engineering and a favorite voyage of cruise enthusiasts. After stopping in Florida's Fort Lauderdale on October 20, the cruise makes stops in Grand Turk in the Turks and Caicos Islands, St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, San Juan in Puerto Rico, and Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. The cruise disembarks back in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday, October 27. Date: Port, arrive, depart, Sunday, September 29, Vancouver, BC, Canada, 3 p.m., Monday, September 30, at sea, Tuesday, October 1, at sea, Wednesday, October 2, San Francisco, California, 8 a.m. 11 p.m. Thursday, October 3, at sea, Friday, October 4, San Diego, California, 7 a.m. 4 p.m. Saturday, October 5, at sea, Sunday, October 6, Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, 7 a.m. 2 p.m. Monday, October 7, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Tuesday, October 8, at sea, Wednesday, October 9, Huatulco, Mexico, 10 a.m. 6 p.m. Thursday, October 10, Puerto Chiapas, Mexico, 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Friday, October 11, Puerto Quetzal, Guatemala, 6 a.m. 6 p.m. Saturday, October 12, at sea, Sunday, October 13, Puntarenas, Costa Rica, 8 a.m. 6 p.m. Monday, October 14, at sea, Tuesday, October 15, Panama Canal, full transit, cruising, Wednesday, October 16, at sea, Thursday, October 17, Aruba, 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Friday, October 18, at sea, Saturday, October 19, at sea, Sunday, October 20, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 7 a.m. 3 p.m. Monday, October 21, at sea, Tuesday, October 22, Grand Turk, Turks and Caicos Islands, 7 a.m. 3 p.m. Wednesday, October 23, St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands, 1 p.m. 10 p.m. Thursday, October 24, San Juan, Puerto Rico, 7 a.m. 5 p.m. Friday, October 25th. At sea. Saturday, October 26th. Half Moon Cay, Bahamas. 8 a.m. 2 p.m. Sunday, October 27th. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 7 a.m. Vancouver cruise with Holland America Line through the Panama Canal. Holland America Line is known for its midsize vessels that can navigate this trim terrain. Fans of the cruise line typically enjoy sailing on ships they can become well acquainted with during the voyage and relish opportunities to speak with the captain and cruise director. The ship is the 5-star New Amsterdam, which offers 11 bars and lounges, 3 swimming pools, a basketball court, a tennis court, hot tubs, a movie theater, renowned spa treatments, a showroom, a jogging track, and much more. The total cost for the lead-in cabin category, an interior stateroom, is US$6,097.36, which converts to C$8,362.68 or C$4,181.34 per person. This total breaks down to a per diem, per person amount of C$149.33. See slide 3. One-way flights from Fort Lauderdale to Vancouver start for just over C$200 in October but typically involve 2 stops at that price. For an itinerary with only 1 stopover, prices typically start around C$250. See slide 4 for details. Travelers should spend at least 1 night in Florida post-cruise before flying in case there are delays. It also gives them a chance to enjoy the sun-drenched state before returning to Vancouver.